and I'm doing all these things other than the task at hand. That made me think, geez, you know what? Instead of doing the work that we should be doing, what are the things that graphic designers do to not do what they're supposed to be doing?
Okay.
You're listening to the Angry Designer Podcast, where we help frustrated graphic designers crush all the industry BS and learn what it takes to charge what you're worth and build badass rewarding careers. In this episode, you're going to learn about a designer's secret weapon, procrastination, on how procrastination can spark creative ideas, practical tips to balance procrastination and productivity, and real life stories that we're going to share about how we turn procrastination into a superpower. So grab yourself a drink and relax, or hang on to that steering wheel and keep your eyes on that road, or better yet, buckle down and get to work, because things are going to get a little crazy.
You know what? I'm glad this happened. I was debating on if it was or was not. I was like dogging it. I don't know why.
I can't wait to hear this story. So
yeah, right. Well, first off, let's figure out what we're drinking today. What we got. Yeah. I didn't realize this is one of your favorite drinks.
This is one of the best.
This one is not overly fancy bottle, but you don't always need one because they've been established in 1779. Look at that bad boy.
Nice.
Bowmore. Can I have some more?
Have some Bowmore.
All right. So we're looking at like a scotch, aren't we?
Yes. This is full on scotch, baby.
Full on scotch. Yep. And it's aged for many years, 12 years. And I read that it's a little peaty and it's a very little peaty. Flavorful.
You can smell that already.
I know. I love that smell. Oh my God, if it smells like a campfire, you know what?
Yes.
I'm Canadian.
Yes, that's what it is.
You know, it's like all reminiscent, all those damn campfires we had growing up.
Yes, I
because we use campfire to keep our igloos warm. So when we were children, that's how we grew up.
And to roast the walrus meat.
That is some
there
good
you go.
Peat.
It's got a burn going down, but no, it'll go away after.
You know what? I don't find it has a burn.
Really?
I find that much less. The Gretzky stuff that we had.
Yes.
Had more of a burn than this.
Yeah, this is true.
But the funny thing is this, I'm tasting smoke all the way down.
Smoke all the way.
And I do love smoke. I love
smoke
that
smoke is pretty
smell.
Good. I know. It's
wow. This is delicious.
It's not
you know,
bad.
It's smooth. The price point
the
is
The price point is
incredible.
Great. It's a good whiskey for what it is, or scotch for what it is.
Yeah. Right. And it's been around for so long. So,
it's
wow. Right? Good
pretty
on them.
Awesome. Yes. I love this stuff. Yeah. I sit around the campfire eating s'mores and drinking
Bowmore. Oh, what a dad joke. So I promised today, I said our next episode. Was going to be about the ask because, you know, our last episode, if I'm not mistaken, it was about, you know, building you up and kind of getting you to that state where you can do the ask. And I just couldn't get into it. You know, I kind of sat down and I was like, just got sidetracked with this, got sidetracked. I looked at everything I had written. I was like, oh, just not feeling it. And I came across this quote by Mark Twain that said, never put off until tomorrow what you can do the day after tomorrow. And I was like, wow, because I am living
that's
and breathing
badass.
This right now. Which is why I was just like, guess what, guys? We're not doing the ask episode.
I was just going to say, I got the folder all set up. I was just like, I'm like, what the hell? This is not the ask.
Sorry, buddy.
But this is even better. Well, like, this is the funniest part.
You know, and it's funny because the more I was feeling this, and then, I wasn't feeling it, right?
Yeah,
and then I remember, like, geez, you know, procrastination was such a huge part.
Oh, God.
And still is a huge part in what I do every fucking day.
We all do.
I you know, did it in college.
Yeah.
I remember I had a group of, there was a group of four of us in college, right? And every time there's a project, we'd go together.
Yeah.
And I'm not saying that we were, you know, cocky lucky or that we were, you know, super smart, right? But we would always push our luck, mm-hmm. right? And then we'd get one project and year one, you know, it was like it took us 2 weeks to do. So well, that took way the fuck too long, right? Then it was like we discovered alcohol and this. So then, you know, we started the project a week mm-hmm. before it was due, right? Well, then in second year, you came better at alcohol and there were dances and you knew the pubs in the area.
Yes,
so when
yes.
you got the project, it was like 3 days,
3 days
before dude would get together, right?
Geez.
And then it got to the point where we were so good at procrastinating these projects that the last project last semester, we got together the morning.
Oh no!
Before when it was due,
oh,
I swear to you, and we had to present, and we killed it, and it was just like, wow, like
holy
you know,
shit.
Yes, and I mean, it is such a huge part of being a creative.
Wow.
And I never realized how powerful of a tool it is for creative is being, you know, a procrastinator, yeah, right? Yeah,
it is kind of in our DNA, I think.
Right? I mean, some people say it's like a learning, you know, coping mechanism mm-hmm. and it gives you like some sort of temporary relief of, you know, doing something that you don't really want to do. Mm-hmm. Right. And I was like, okay, well, let me read up on this more. And then it started like really doom and gloom. Right. I know it was like, well, you know, reasons why people procrastinate. And it was like fear of judgment and insecurities and, you know, perfectionism. And I'm like, I'm not feeling this today. Yeah. Just like, I'm like, no, confirmation bias. No, I'm going to push that aside because, you know, this happened once already today. I didn't need to push off yet another podcast episode. So then I started, I actually found this whole train of thought that procrastination is actually something that's valuable for creative people.
Okay.
Which I was, and then that's what I noticed. I started seeing a trend that procrastination and creative seem to be in line with one another over and over. I started finding all these cool topics, YouTube, Reddit threads. Oh. So all of a sudden it's like the thing I ended up procrastinating.
You're in it.
Now I'm in it. Now I'm committed to it, right? And this is very common, apparently. You know, okay, sometimes, mm-hmm. okay, it can be a very valuable thing to procrastinate.
Yes. Because yes, I can see that.
It because it actually helps you get all that shit that you know you're supposed to get done, but you never want to do until it's time to procrastinate. And then it's like, oh, perfect. Clean my desk drawer. I've been sitting on that for 2 years. I need a clean fucking drawer before I start this project. But oftentimes, you know, the whole art of procrastination or the function of procrastination does help get a lot of shit off your plate.
Yeah.
You know, in a weird sort of way, it kind of clears the runway.
Yes.
So you have a clear path.
Right.
Okay. So it actually can be a valuable asset if you know how to balance, you know, procrastination and
yes.
But that's still an excuse. The thing that I actually found more fascinating was like there was actually a couple studies done.
Okay.
Okay. And there's actually evidence out there that suggests that procrastination can boost a creative's performance.
Ooh.
Okay. And so this is when all of a sudden I'm hooked because now I'm like, wow, procrastination actually is
a good thing.
Better.
Yes.
It's a good thing. So let me just read that later. Yeah, okay. Let's get to that article later. But no, it's like the whole idea was that people who engaged in procrastination perform better at tasks that tested their creativity.
Mm.
And at first I was like, this is a bunch of bullshit. I was like, there's no way. Like, how is this the secret power that we all do and didn't realize? Like, we thought it was bad, but it was actually kind of good.
It's actually a good thing.
So I guess the thing is when you do something other than the task at hand that you know you're supposed to, but you're not, okay, you're actually giving your brain a chance to process the problem.
Yes.
See? And it's processing the problem and make fresh connections, but in the background.
In the background.
Right?
Almost like a shower thought.
It's exactly like a shower thought. Because how many times are you sit down and you're like, it's not coming to me right now.
Yes.
And you're like, I'm just going to get to it later.
I got
to
get out of here. I got to do something. Or what we do is switch jobs. Like we have two or three on the go most of the times.
Yep,
sometimes I'll just go, okay, fuck this. I'll move on to this one over here.
Mm-hmm,
and we're doing that one. But like you said, it's still kind of cooking
it's
in the
still,
back.
Still, right? Yeah. And so it actually kind of flips the problem to your subconscious mind. Oh. Okay. And so the subconscious starts processing it, right? And what this is commonly known as incubation.
Oh,
I love that.
Incubation.
The creative incubation. Okay. Yes. That alone is just like, fucking I'm going to do another whole topic on that one, but yes. I didn't want to delay what I've already delayed once. So, but this whole incubation concept is that, you know, once the problem, okay, moves to your subconscious, right? This is how you get those light bulb moments.
Right.
Those shower thoughts, because what you're actually doing is you're not turning your mind off from the actual, you know, the task at hand.
Right.
Okay. It's just, it's processing in a different plane altogether. Yes. It's not in your conscious and you are subconsciously collecting all these ideas, thoughts, notes, right? Because again, everybody's heard this whole knowledge is creativity, but it's because it's the unknowing act of collecting the knowledge is what helps put together that big creative vision. So I was like, wow, that's actually really cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That is awesome. That totally makes sense. Cause I'm like, sometimes I can think of like you're doing something and, or like you go away, you're at home, you're doing whatever. And you know, I know I've got a big project on the go for the next day. And it's like, it'll come to you.
Yes.
You'll sit there. Okay. I know how to do that part.
Absolutely.
But
right?
When I'm staring at it, looking at it, going, absolutely, I don't know how to fucking do this. So that's cool. Incubation.
Incubation. This is the word there. It's the, you know, creative incubation. And again, it's a legitimate thing, but then again, you know, there's a lot of articles out there, but there's a lot about, you know, why creatives do what they do. Yeah. So don't worry about this fear of this and perfectionism and blah, blah, blah. Like, I mean, that was just, I'm not in the mood today to hear all this shit. I didn't want to hear all this negativity and feel bad. Right. Instead, I was like, wow, you know, by me not doing my task at hand, I came up with something else to talk about. And then it was just like, shit, you know what? Like, look what I'm doing. Yeah. I'm actually cleaning my desk.
You are cleaning,
I am, you know, like deciding on lunch and I'm solving the world's problems. And I'm doing all these things other than the task at hand. That made me think, geez, you know what? Instead of doing the work that we should be doing, what are the things that graphic designers do to not do what they're supposed
to be doing?
Okay. So I got a nice list here. I reached out to some other designers and it's great. And you'll be surprised at how far a graphic designer will go
to not work.
You know, of course, you know, the most obvious, of course, is the procrasticlean.
The procrasticline.
Okay.
I like it. Before
you can do any sort of work that involves creativity, right? Yeah. You got to clean everything. You got to clean your desk. You got to clean your drawers, your desktop on your computer. Yep. Okay. For some people, that alone will take weeks to do.
It will take a ton of time. Yes.
You know, you got folders that are everywhere. Shit. Even my download folder, instead of trashing everything in my download folder, you know, when I try to do this procrastinating, I'm like organizing
sorting
download
it out.
Oh, yeah, baby.
Wow.
I am making an intentional effort to clean everything. Because without everything being clean, I just can't get to work.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. It's a true thing, guys. It's a true thing.
Oh, that's awesome.
Organizing fonts. You know, so like screw all just like leaving a giant list of fonts. Okay. Like in your font folder, right? Mm-hmm. We're talking, let's start grouping them together into like techno fonts and to like serif Gotham fonts and to like New World Age fonts. Okay.
Oh.
Right. And then, you know, again, cause it's worth doing, of course. Right. Yeah. Because you know, anything that takes you away from the task at hand is important and it's worth doing. So organizing your fonts, right? Creating mood boards.
Oh, yes.
Okay. For endless mood boards on Pinterest for projects that don't actually exist.
Oh.
But, you know, it's important
Someday
they might, right? So it's like, it's important to have a mood board on, you know, like, you know, well, for me, it was really important to have a mood board on car decals from the 50s.
Yes.
And then, I mean, I needed the 60s I needed the 70s and I needed to kind of, you know, I needed those in order for me to start my project. I had to actually, you know, start creating all these folders.
Mine is band logos.
Right.
I got to look at the Rolling Stones logo.
For inspiration, of course, right? It's like nothing is better than creating mood boards for projects that don't actually exist. That project does come.
You know it will.
The board's already there. The whole problem is you got to remember.
Where you saved it.
The next day, I just, what? Where'd that thing go?
I know I did a mood board for this.
Redesigning your portfolio.
Oh,
for the fourth, fifth, tenth time.
Yep.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Even though there's no need for it.
Yeah.
Okay. Even though there's absolutely no purpose for it, you're happy. You've got clients. You're working.
Everything's good.
You're planning ahead. You know, it's important to constantly update and redo that portfolio instead of doing the work that you have at hand.
Exactly.
Of
course,
right. Because you know, you never know what's going to be coming knocking at the door. That's going to want to see your portfolio.
That's right.
Yeah. That one makes sense. This one's a big one. And I think graphic designers are very guilty of this, but research.
Research.
Just on everything.
Like, okay. Yes.
Solve the world's fucking problems through your procrastination research. Because there is no more powerful, you know, sleuthing abilities, you know, a person can have.
When you've got a job to do.
When you've got a job to do. So instead of doing that job, you have the ability to research unlike any other human on earth.
Yep.
And don't feel it has to be on the project.
No.
That would feel like you got work done. I'm talking, we're talking, you could be solving, you know, the greatest mysteries of the world by this, right? You could kill so much time researching. And it can turn, and as soon as it actually feels productive.
Yeah.
Well, then you stop.
Then something else needs
something
cleaning.
Else comes up, right? Like perfecting your workspace.
Oh, yeah, there we go.
Okay.
There we go.
You know, you can't possibly start a project unless, you know, of course, you have your monitor set to a certain size.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you have the keyboard in place, right? Yep. You realize after doing an exhaustive internet search that you need a new pad underneath your keyboard.
Right. So you got to shop for that.
Right. And then, you know, you stumble across some great Pinterest mood boards that show these amazing workspaces that people have. You just can't not have that kind of workspace. So of course it's important to start, you know, materializing what your future workspace could be
look like.
Right.
Yep.
New pictures, and boy, this rabbit hole just keeps going. Cause next thing you know, you're choosing paint colors, pictures, bamboo or stainless steel.
What's the desk going to look like?
It's all part of this whole process. Okay. So perfecting your workspace, very important.
That's good.
You know, this one's very, very important. Binge watching design tutorials on YouTube.
Oh, yes.
For skills that, you know, A, you already know, or B, you're probably never going to use. It's
just stuff you're never going
to
use.
But it's good to know that there are certain kinds of type paths that will inverse type. You know, and skew it and bend it in a way that, you know, if that project ever comes, you remembered watching that video in order to implement that. Or you could just do it manually, which also works
as well.
Right. A fun, you know, procrastination method is when you stumble across really nerdy graphic design games.
Oh.
Okay. Like there's this one game and it's called Kern Type. And it basically puts up a word and all the fonts are like improperly kerned. Oh. And you have to individually space every one of these fonts within the word and then you test your score.
Boom. Oh, shit.
So you can see if you scored 80, 90. It shows you where the proper, you know, the kerning
really?
Was. Oh, man, dude. You know, sometimes, you know, in order to prep for a project, I'll spend a good half hour, 45 minutes just burning through some time, you know, just being like, damn it. I knew. V beside the A is always tricky, for God's sake. So Kern Type, people.
Yes.
You're welcome.
Wow. Interesting.
Yep, interesting
game.
Yeah. Another great, you know, procrastination technique that, you know, graphic designers do before actually working on a project is create lists about the project at hand, the things that have to be done for this project.
Well, that's good.
Yeah, but then also other projects ahead of it that you have to plan to do?
Stuff that doesn't concern the project that you're
not this one, right? Because, you know, think about it. If you can start making lists about how organized you're going to be on this project, imagine how much more organized you'll be when you have the next four projects ready.
Yeah, totally.
Because then you can just kind of pick and choose the parts that you need to, let alone grocery lists, education lists, places to vacation.
Yes.
It's great.
Just list it up.
List everything, right? Make your whole life a listicle, okay? Kind of like this one.
I don't like this one.
The very common one, of course, for inspiration is browsing inspirational sites, right? Course, you know, you go through Behance, Dribbble, right? And you can inspiration this shit for hours.
You could do that all goddamn day,
right? Yep. This is in prep to work. Yep. Okay. Yep. So this could fall underneath research, mm-hmm. but probably not, because research is about researching everything other than the project
you're doing.
This is research for the project. So this one actually feels like you're cheating.
Yes. Yeah.
So it's not, you know, so if you feel dirty about procrastinating, this one is almost falls in line of research for the project.
Yes.
Because you can build this to the customer.
Yeah. You can.
It's creative research.
It is creative research. That's why I always keep the tab open that pertains to the job that I'm doing, but I'm also over on the other, on Dribbble or something like that. That's I don't feel guilty either. I got it open. I'm researching it.
Nothing feels more satisfying than when you start redesigning personal logos, over and over again. You don't need to at this point. No. You've got a company logo, you've got your own personal brand. But when you see a cool new style and you can waste a good hour and a half trying to incorporate a personal brand and that new style just for the hell of it, because that feels so satisfying.
It's good, right?
I'm sure that you've probably did an SC in like an AC/DC font, and put it probably on the front of a drum set.
Yes, of course. Yeah, that's right. Yes, I love it.
Another fun thing to do, of course, is making mock-ups, fake products that you don't actually have, fake customers you don't actually work for, or just something fictitious altogether. Okay. Making mock-ups, for products or personal brands is always a good way to, procrastinate, waste some time.
Yeah. Totally.
Right. I love always experimenting with new tools, mm-hmm. whether it's new software, mm-hmm. whether it's new plugins, 99% of the time, I won't even use these again after that.
You never will.
Right. I spend more time trying to find out how to delete the plugins that I installed than I actually did playing with the plugin. Right. But it was the effort that went behind looking for this plugin, mm-hmm. installing it, understanding it, and then deleting it. That's where the satisfaction was for me. It wasn't actually in what the plugin could do for my creativity, because then that feels like work. And that's not what this is about. Yeah, this episode is a little bit on procrastinating. Right?
But that's almost like work, because you have to get rid of that. You have to do research and figure out how to...
See? Like, damn it, my Photoshop keeps crashing because of that damn plugin. I got to find a solution, but wow, check this out.
But maybe I'll need it later. I don't know.
Yeah, check this out. I found an interesting stat that said 99.9% of people's social media is updated in attempts to procrastinate. So, updating your social media.
There's a great way to do that.
Yep. Yeah, right. Mm-hmm. Updating. And that's how social media is actually done.
Yes.
Is because as people procrastinate, they're like, oh, I gotta put up a post. I gotta put up a post about a design process that I don't actually use, but I saw yesterday, so I'm gonna quickly fake it, do something up now, and post it, right? So that's why it all feels very samey.
Exactly.
This one I love. Mm-hmm. Ready?
Yeah.
Nothing says I'm gonna procrastinate a job than making custom music playlists. These are lists that are ideal to play when you have a certain type of project, mm-hmm. that works for that playlist. You could spend hours on this one. The rabbit holes involved in creating these music lists, finding new bands that then all of a sudden you've got a new rock alternative, an old new rock alternative, an indie newfound alternative playlist. And these are all grouped under, miscellaneous rock. Yeah. Okay. And then you've got your EDM section. Yeah. You've got, top 40 country music, in case you ever have a country job.
Yeah.
But you don't listen to country music. So
you just, yeah.
Right? So yeah. that's never going to come your way.
Yeah, you never.
Creating
you gotta
these
have
music.
It.
Gotta have it, though. Creating these music lists are a great way to procrastinate.
Big time.
And I give people time. Credit for doing this because yes. I just checked my YouTube list and I have over 64 different playlists in YouTube
wow.
right now. Right?
That's awesome.
And I always use the same three I go back to. So there's other 61.
Where do they come from?
And the only reason I haven't gone through them is because it takes a lot of work to actually go back and through them. So as long, until YouTube starts charging me for all these extra playlists, they're sticking there,
they're
man.
They're staying there.
You know, another great procrastination thing that graphic designers are absolutely notorious for
yeah.
is using that moment to upgrade your OS
oh.
for the computer. Because it takes about 2 hours to upgrade.
Right.
And then you got to restart, you know, 5 or 6 times.
Yep.
Right. Then it's going to, you know, always throw you with the, hey, you don't have enough space on your computer.
Oh, there's that.
So then yep. you've got, so this is a great procrastination technique mm-hmm. that we're all known to do
yep.
at
yep.
the worst possible
at
time.
At the worst possible time.
You know, and just underneath that, of course, updating your Adobe products.
Oh,
you, know,
yeah.
you might as well update yep. those while you're updating them. Because again, you might as well do it before, because you want to start with a fresh operating system and fresh software.
There could be some interesting things in the Photoshop, in the new Photoshop, right?
That so you won't you have use. To,
yeah, but
you
you'll never even know.
You won't know because they don't give you a heads up.
They don't tell you what it is.
Other than a, but, hey, new feature. Do you want to know? No, no. Just move. No, next. Just,
yeah, next.
Well, done. When you're procrastinating, it's the perfect time to find out what those next
there
are.
There you go. Mm-hmm. That's gold.
Yeah, right. You know, the funny thing is this shit's real.
Yeah, it totally is. I know. Like, I get that. Oh my God, it's too funny.
Another classic part. I'm notorious when it comes to procrastinating mm-hmm. for deciding that this is the moment that I'm going to go through all of those emails that I have
oh.
that I need to unsubscribe to.
Oh, shit.
Instead of archive, I unarchive them yeah. and I go through them one at a time.
And unsubscribe.
Unsubscribe. Dude, I'm like scrolling back weeks. I'm like, oh, yeah, here's one. Here's another one. Here, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, yeah. I'm not actually replying to customers.
Yeah.
I'm just more or less sorting my spam. Okay. Procrastinating. You know, like replying to customer emails are like a last resort, guys.
Do you ever wonder why you subscribe to stuff, stupid stuff like that?
So when I need to procrastinate, I can unsubscribe. That's
yeah,
why I
is that what it's for?
That
makes sense now. I get
because
it.
Does anybody really pay attention to that constant email list? That
yes.
Every week. Here is another one.
Exactly. And I'll go back yeah. like a couple months going, the hell did I sign up for that for?
Exactly.
I needed
exactly.
something off it. I don't know. I got roped into it. I don't mm-hmm. know what it was. But it's like, yep, time to procrastinate and start unsubscribing.
Let me also point out something else. Do you ever notice how particular you become about the design around you when you have to get a job done? Like if I'm supposed to work, I'm like, okay, I can do this. But in the corner of my eye, I'm actually seeing a cookie package on my countertop. And I'm like, fuck, they did a really shitty job, you know, with that layout. And you know, I'll have to go critique that first in my mind. And then I have to think, how would I do this? And then it's just like, wait, what do the other cookies in my house look like? What do those packages look like? I start comparing, you know, cookie logo to cookie logo. Then I compare it to, I open up the fridge, comparing packages all over the place. Okay, all of a sudden, I am like critiquing every package in my sight. Versus doing
what you're supposed to do. Yeah.
I'm a package critique.
Package
expert.
Critiquer. Really? Mm-hmm. Are you really?
I should put that on my LinkedIn profile.
You should, yes. Yeah. What's the worst package you've seen then? Or can you think of
I can't think of any. Okay. You know, you have to
but it was like a cookie
mood.
Package that
sure,
really
it was. It still stands in my mind.
Wow, interesting.
Yeah, I know. It's pretty bad.
That's
it's
fascinating.
Bad. Yeah. So critiquing designs.
Yeah.
That's something that we do as well, right?
That makes sense.
Somebody, you know, pointed out that the shiny distraction is a very important thing, right? It's like all of a sudden you become hyper aware and, you know, you should do the project that's in front of you. But, oh, look, a new email has come in. Let's see what's on that one.
Oh, that's, yeah.
Oh, look, a new
something
what is
to
that?
Subscribe to.
Something shiny to subscribe to. So, you know, the shiny project distraction,
yes.
right? Or anything shiny.
Yep. Yeah,
absolutely.
That's,
you got that.
That's
dude.
Great. Oh yeah.
Yeah, yeah. This one I find is you know quite close to my heart. Personal procrastination.
Oh, personal.
Yeah, I will start this project after I come back from lunch. I will start this after I make this last phone call to my doctor, or after I come back from the bathroom, right? I, you know, personal procrastination efforts are fan, because right? I mean, you can't say no.
Yeah,
I can't work on something if I have to go to the bathroom. Guys.
This is true. Yes.
If my stomach is grumbling because I'm hungry, that's just not fair to the customer.
No, it's not. No. You're not. You can't design on an empty stomach.
Not at all.
So these are the personal ones then. Okay, I see.
Yeah, that was a personal one. That's very important.
Errands get thrown in there at all?
Absolutely. Okay, yeah.
I got to run to the bank first before
It's an important thing that you got to take care of, right? Email refreshing.
Okay.
Remember that game, like, you know, 20 years ago where it's like your track and field event, you'd have to tap the buttons really fast in order to make the guy run? Well, yeah. Before a project, I generally do that for my email. I refresh so fast to make sure nothing's going to come while I'm working on this project. It's so far in the future. Refresh. Okay, here's a... Oh, no, it's the newsletter.
No, it's
refresh,
something else.
Refresh.
Damn it.
Email refresh is a real thing.
Yes.
Yes, it is.
Interesting.
You know, you may use... You know, procrastination as the perfect time to start researching new places that you have never researched before.
New places.
This is how I found Reddit. I found Quora.
Oh,
right?
Okay.
You know, this is how I find half of these weird abstract directories that I go on. And I mean, half of them are fake and full of bots, but I find them when I'm procrastinating, trying to find research for real work. So, you know, it's a good opportunity to start, you know, like plug in all these new places, right? Reddit, Quora, you know,
Creative Block.
Wikipedia. Oh yeah. These ones, right? Mm-hmm. They're great.
Nice.
You know, making new color palette libraries is a big thing.
What?
Yeah.
Is this a thing?
It's a thing. I will like spend, you know, a good 90 minutes on Pinterest finding all these color combinations I like, even though there's apps that'll do it for me. And I mean, we recommend them, but you know that nothing says great when I like open up a really inefficient Illustrator doc and I drag a pic from, you know, like Pinterest onto my Illustrator doc and create my own swatches.
Oh.
Right? Because then again, it's like I'm building my own libraries for projects that I'll never have. Hmm. Right? Because, you know, I'm doing stuff that's like Santa Fe inspired. Everything that we do is pretty much tech inspired.
It's tech, yeah.
And it doesn't really work too well, but heck, that Santa Fe job ever came. I'm set.
Oh, so you're setting up your color palettes while you're procrastinating and doing what you should be doing something else.
You know, now hearing you say that, it almost sounds productive.
That does, kind of.
Ooh. So I've been doing that one wrong.
But, no, you said it yourself, like if it's a Santa Fe kind of style, then you're never going to use that. But it is good to have it just in case, right?
Absolutely.
It's like the country playlist that you were talking about. If we ever got a Western themed client, boom,
you've got the music ready.
You're already set.
Jump all over
and then you got the Santa Fe. So you're really fucking yourself when it comes to the procrastination. Yeah, maybe you're right. Maybe that is work.
So
I'll put an asterisk beside that.
Procrastinating is also a perfect opportunity for you to learn new skills, like improve on your doodling or become a cartoonist, maybe pick up manga art or something, right? It's a good opportunity to learn a new skill.
That's right.
Right? Because really, if you spend like 15 minutes a day, apparently learning something new, right? Yeah. And practicing something, you know, in the course of a year, apparently you'll be better than like 98% of the people in the world. So,
is that true?
That's actually a true stat.
What?
Yeah, it's kind of crazy,
right? For doing something for 15 minutes a day.
Practice something for 15 minutes every day, and by the end of that year, apparently you're going to be better than 98% of the people in the world doing this thing.
That's cool.
Kind of crazy, right?
Wow.
You know,
if I've logged 15 minutes of procrastination, I might be the best procrastinator in the world. that's really cool.
Right?
Holy
so that's
shit.
A good one.
Okay. Yeah, okay.
Another designer today gave us, you know, what they do is they often do storage backups. Before they start working, they do storage because you can kill a lot of time while it's sitting there saying, okay, it's got 90 minutes to go to, you know, transfer over 14 gigabytes. Well, that's 90 minutes you can't be working.
So that's
a lot of good procrastination.
Yeah.
You know, while you're there, you can organize some folders and you know, put things away in logical places.
Yep.
But yeah, doing storage backups.
Right? I love it. That's awesome.
Yeah, that's a good one, right?
Yeah.
Creating your own font is always a popular one.
Oh,
right?
Shit. Really?
Sure. Why not? You know, like I'm sure everybody's always thought that they could do a better version of Helvetica, right? It's called Inter, apparently.
It's called Inter.
But I mean, again, it's just like use, you know, this time before you, because you might want to use it for this project in the future.
Right, right.
Oddly, that one could actually become quite beneficial. But I know the only time I ever tend to want to create my own font is when I don't want to work on another project. So, you know, give it a try, guys. That might actually work out for you.
That sounds really good.
You know, learning new shortcuts, you know. This is great. Back in the old days, it's like it was great to be efficient.
Yeah.
And you know, if you were only using your, you know, if you're like a mouse expert,
you were going even up into the folder and then dragging it down to Outline.
No, that's right. Yeah. You know, memorize not only the usual shortcuts that you use, but even these obscure things.
Yeah.
Like there are different type of keyboards and keys. Dude, you could spend so much time. You know, memorizing keyboard shortcuts for all kinds of software. Because apparently every software has their own version of a keyboard shortcut.
Wow.
Right, right. And you can learn that when you're procrastinating. Creating fake briefs in order to get better at when the opportunity for a real one comes up. Okay. You know, this is, you know, fake briefs and, you know, the designs that go around them, right? Sometimes it's like, do you just want to do a letter brief or do you want to set it up, you know, landscape, actually make it look, because again, you know, when you want to give out a good, use this time to create these fake briefs.
Wow.
Go into a nostalgic rabbit hole.
Oh.
Nothing helps inspire you, you know, and helps procrastinate, then starting to dig up the cartoons that you grew up with when you were 5 years old, four, three. I mean, you know, episodes of SpongeBob never looked more horrible than they do now when you review. And you just, and all you do is you're shaking your head crappy? Going, is it really as bad as that? And I watched this, so I spent how much brain power watching this? Yeah, it's that's great. That's great.
But on the plus side, Linda Carter looks great. Now.
Linda Carter looks fantastic.
Now, you know.
You know, Wonder Woman is fantastic.
If you're ever wondering, you know, you're procrastinating a job, you wonder what Wonder Woman looks like,
well,
she looks great.
Funny you say that. Okay, another way to procrastinate is to see what your child stars look like now. Oh,
look at that.
Right? Because you see, and you can justify this because you can see as they age, if they're still in style or not, right?
Yeah.
And then that's how you can plan your future work. Okay, you want logos to last the test of time, so let's see what that's Linda Carter's looking like these days.
Find out what her procrastination habits were
Yeah, right. And how'd she still manage to look so darn good?
Exactly.
Another thing to do when you're procrastinating is use this time, you know, wisely to plan your next retreat to recharge your creativity.
Oh,
right. Yeah. So again, you know, use that time to like plan and start researching different islands, prices, you know, places you could stay. Cause this happens a lot.
Yes.
You know, like, you know, that we're all guilty of is it's just kind of like, man, I don't know when I'm going to have a vacation or when I'm going to have time to, but when I do, I have figured out that there's a small island off the coast of Fiji that's named after an in-law's grandparent from like 20 centuries ago.
Yes.
Yeah.
We
gotta
be related.
Gotta get there. Gotta get there. Reading design blogs. Okay. Pretty boring.
Oh, that is boring.
You know, that's boring. Like, you know, you're just like, wow. Like these are endless amounts of boring articles about, you know, design principles you should consider, tips you consider, things that you can find on YouTube and short form video, but read them.
But read
them. Now you have the time to read them.
Yes.
Okay. Because when you're actually getting shit done, you're not reading them.
Mm-hmm.
You're skimming them. Yeah. You're online watching, you know, short form video. No. The time to read them.
Video is too concise and too practical.
Absolutely.
You want something that's completely fucked. It takes forever.
And last but not least, probably one of the best things to do, you know, when you're procrastinating is daydream about projects you'd rather be working on other than the one that you're procrastinating over. Okay. Start planning out, you know, I wish I was into an extreme sport. I wish I was, you know, I wish I had Red Bull, or I wonder how Lincoln does it to have
I was just going to say, that's my thing. I'll go to Lincoln and I'll think, wow.
Yeah, right, right. Wow. I wish I could be working on those.
I bet you they had fun doing
PowerPoint.
That.
PowerPoint.
Yeah, that's awesome.
I think these are all legitimate programs. You know, and I bet you there's a million more.
There's probably a ton.
I want people to send us more because I would love to create the biggest possible list of things that graphic designers do to procrastinate.
When you get around to it.
When I get around to it. Because I found already something else to do. So I'll get to this. I'll get to this. So you guys send me this stuff and I'll get to it. But right now,
you'll get around to
I've already found something new and shiny to kind of get to. And I'll get to that once I redesign my desk space for optimal performance.
Storage, make sure all your files are stored.
Yeah. Computer's updated. Yeah. So it's ready to handle all this new shit that I'm going to do when I'm ready for it.
See what Daisy Duke looks like. Just to check.
She still looks
like okay. That. Now I'm ready. Now I'm ready for the list. Mm-hmm. Oh, these are awesome. These are really, yeah, you're right. We are in a space that certainly lends to this practice, doesn't it?
And the funny thing is, I think a big part of, you know, avoiding burnout is
part of this. You're right.
It is. And it's something that it's like, you know, you need those moments to kind of distract. If you're not feeling it by pushing yourself sometimes through it is not necessarily a good thing.
You're not doing a good job when you don't understand it or when you're not sure exactly what you're doing. So sometimes it is good to kind of pull away from it and regroup. And like you said, it's cooking in the back. It's cooking in the subconscious, which is, I fully believe that's absolutely true. Like
I do. I think the key is when you're going to procrastinate, don't procrastinate until you have a clear understanding of the project at hand that you are procrastinating from. And that's the difference.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's like, no, I just don't even want to start that project. I'm not going to read up. Well, then you're not helping yourself through, you know, your subconscious superpowers, right? At the very least, do yourself a favor. You know what I mean? Understand what the project is, you know, read it, you know, understand it, try to address any questions that you might have in this project and then let it simmer.
Yeah.
Then procrastinate all you want.
Right.
Dude, I have been guilty even now, even as early as like a couple months ago. It's like, you know, I procrastinated doing a presentation until the morning I was supposed to hand it in. And it was because I was like, how am I going to do this? And I know I've talked about it, right?
Good, good.
And it's like all of a sudden it's like, yep, now I know then what I'm doing. Get it. I will go into the office at like 5-6 in the morning. I know it's going to take me 4 or 5 hours to do. Mm-hmm. I will hand it in on time. But the thing is, it's like, but it's not like I never even looked at the brief.
Yes.
I knew what I had to do. I just had to let it percolate.
You just had to let it percolate. And that's exactly, I've worked on projects here with our major client and it was just like, I understand what they're thinking. I just don't know how to execute. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And that was kind of the slipping part, whereas I was like, I needed to kind of pull back and do something else while it's still, and then it comes to you and you're like, yes, okay, I get it. I know what they're asking for now. Sometimes it takes a little bit longer.
Exactly. It's that incubation and we all have it and we all use it. And that's what separates, you know, the lifelong graphic designers with the short-term ones is understanding that we have these really cool superpowers. Mm-hmm. We just got to, you know, we got to feed into them.
Yeah.
And surprisingly enough, procrastination does feed in as ridiculous as these are.
Yeah, has shocked me that this is actually a good thing.
It's a good thing, right?
And maybe that's why it is so predominant when in our space.
In our space, right?
Yeah. Because it does work. Fucking A, this is really good. This is great.
Well, this was fun, that's for sure.
Yeah,
guys,
totally.
Please, by all means, send us your program. Send us what you are guilty of doing.
Yes.
I would love to start getting this list sooner or later and putting it all together and maybe having a part two of this episode because I think these are just, you know, shocking that we do them, you do them, everybody does them.
And
it's just, and it's not necessarily a bad thing. Just do them right. That's all.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, because you know, we never not get the job done.
Oh, we've never done
that. Exactly.
We're always
like
delivering.
You do it. And it's like you said, you know, if I can do this in 5 hours, I'm going to get up early this day because understand.
Because I understand.
You'll get it done.
And we'll get it done.
Exactly.
Right?
Yeah.
So harness this
power. The superpower.
All right. Hit us up on Instagram. Jump in on these conversations. Let us know what it is, what you're doing, what tricks you're doing, or if anything else to share to this.
Mm-hmm.
Other than that, thanks for kicking around.
And stay tuned for the part two.
Or part two. Someday.
At one point, we'll get around to it.
My name is Massimo.
My name is John.
Stay creative.
And stay angry.
I feel like I'm losing my mind. Is everybody in the world blind? Please, Lord, give me a sign. A sign.
I wanna be the greatest. Everybody on the fake shit. I look around and feel like everybody is the fakest. I make this every day and I'm impatient, hoping one day I blow up from the basement. Statement, the top is so vacant. I don't hear shit that I think is amazing. Waiting for my day when I'm playing sold out shows for 1,000 faces. Hey, give me that crown. Get in my way and you'll be put down. It ain't your place, all this my town. If I want that shit, then I'll get it right now. I'm losing it, the noose, it fits some loose shit. A stupid myth, you choose to live or choose to dip. You choose to fight or lose your grip and lose a gift. Oh.
I feel like I'm losing my mind. Is everybody in the world blind? Please, Lord, give me a sign. A sign. I feel like I'm losing my mind. Is everybody in the world blind? Please, Lord, give me a sign. A sign.
Yeah. There's no mercy in this world, just hunger-thirsty persons in different versions. Each new update, that shit worsens. Why? Pull back the curtain and you'll see the different vermin. We all have different burdens that all seem to cause disturbance. Yo, so do me a favor, don't treat me like a neighbor. Don't need the different flavors of your problems just to savor. I've got my own issues, I need a comb to get through. Don't need to groan with you, just go get your wrong tissue.
I feel like I'm losing my mind. Is everybody in the world blind? Please, Lord, give me a sign. A sign. I feel like I'm losing my mind. Is everybody in the world blind? Please, Lord, give me a sign. A sign.
That's it, the end of the song. Next time you'll sing along. Trust me, there's nothing wrong. I just need to carry on. Cause society's a myth, put there to make you sit. Listen to what they give. Don't ask questions, shut your lid. Yeah, don't ask questions, shut your lid.